Welcome. You are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's improvisers are, from Super Ego, Matt Gourley, Mark McConville, and Paul F. Tompkins.
You just got back from tour, right?
Comedy Bang Bang, yes.
Oh, it's Comedy Bang
Bang.
Yeah,
yeah. We've been like going out for a long weekend and then coming back home and then going out again.
Mm.
It's been great. It's been great. And Brett was there for the first leg of the tour.
That's right.
We had a good time. We saw the plaque commemorating the site of the writing of Jingle Bells.
What?
In Medford, Massachusetts.
Okay, let's start the show. Keep going.
All right. In front of an eyeglass store, there's a plaque under the window, just up from the sidewalk, that commemorates the writing of Jingle Bells.
Why there?
Because it used to be a bar. It used to be a tavern. And the song was written in that tavern.
Oh.
By one person?
Do you think it – how many people do you think it took to write Jingle Bells?
I just imagine it's clearly a tavern full.
Hey, everybody, I'm stuck.
Let's cut to that bar.
And they in unison nailed the
jingle
next note.
Bells, Jingle Bells.
What are you doing?
Some of the way.
What are you
way?
Up to?
Oh, well, you know, it's Christmas time, and I'm just feeling kind of festive, and a sort of melody popped into my head. So I'm just
a poem or a song you're working on?
It's a song, yeah.
Oh, you're a songwriter?
Well, I guess I am now. It's my first try.
The bartender? Because I'm fucking thirsty.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Here you go.
Thanks. Jesus Christ.
Everyone's drinking the same thing. Ale.
What do you got so far?
I got, you know how Christmas time you hear like those bells on sleighs and stuff.
Can't stand them.
Yeah, yeah.
Me neither. And so this is a song about how annoying they are.
Wait. You're writing anti-songs? I've never even heard of that on Christmas. Things you don't like about Christmas?
Well, you've heard of protest songs.
Sure.
Really? Yeah.
But there's none for Christmas, so I'm carving out my own niche.
Oh. I'm going to be thinking about that all the way home.
All the way home.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You were clearly writing something down, and I still haven't gotten a drink.
I'm practicing my signature for when I marry my crush.
Tallulah Bell?
Yep.
I got bad news for you, friend.
What? What happened?
She threw herself off a... she got married to another fella.
That took a big turn.
She threw herself off a marriage bridge. I do a lot of metaphor.
Oh, you ought to work together.
Yeah, why don't you just drink your ale?
Okay, so, I will. Even though my name's Ira Gershwin.
So it's I got Jingle Bells, and then I go Jingle Bells.
Oh, two times.
And then this is unrelated to what anything that anyone said before. I wrote Jingle All the Way.
That sounds positive.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Dude, I thought you said it's a protest song.
You don't
like
but
all the way. That's like all the way. We're for this all the way.
But don't you? I am.
I like the bell.
Can't you also hear it like all the way?
Like a sarcastic. There's sarcasm.
Like, I can't
in
believe
singing?
This is happening.
Hey,
like,
this is
can
unrelated.
I hear you sing something sarcastic?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. How noble are thy branches? How about this one?
You sounded more disgusted about the tree.
Okay, I got this one.
Noble branches sounded sarcastic.
This one will establish the concept, all right? What child is this who laid to rest? On Mary's lap is sleeping?
You think that's sarcasm? That sounded like
it's more indignant.
They didn't pay for this and I pay for this room. Why is this child here?
Then you got it. This is indignant. Like, what's going on here?
So you're writing.
Like,
you're writing the Christmas song from the point of view of people who weren't into it that day.
I'm saying that you can take these songs and you can interpret them more than one way.
Do you
and
think
that's the gift of the magic.
Deck the Halls is like Punch the Halls?
Absolutely, I do. And it is.
And this is unrelated. Do you guys think Batman smells?
He's got to, right?
He's got to. He's working hard.
He's wearing so many layers, running around punching people. Yeah.
Have you been to Gotham City in the spring?
Let's talk some more about that.
my daughter wants to be Spider-Man for Halloween, but she doesn't. She's never seen. You know, she's six. She's never seen, of course, any live-action Spider-Man, and
like a theatrical show.
Versus animated.
Oh, okay.
Did she see the Into the Spider-Verse?
She saw it up until the scene, because we had other parents who, and we cleared it with them. We're like, are you sure? That they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Up till the point where he gets bit by the radioactive spider down in the sewer,
uh-huh.
Which is what, probably 20 minutes in or yeah, whatever. Yeah. And she, I guess rightfully so, but she was like, we're done. And I was like, no, it's pretty much just starting now. Now he's going to get his powers. It's not, there's not going to be any other. I think she envisioned the rest of the movie was going to be spiders biting people.
So she just wants to be Peter Parker.
Or she doesn't Miles want Morales. The origin. She yeah. just wants to jump yeah. right into the superpowers. Yeah, she didn't like getting bit by a spider, and she was done with the movie. I was like, almost wanted to fast forward through the origin.
Wait till she wants to be Batman. That's going to be traumatic.
Oh, you say to her parents.
Excuse me. I've never done this before, but I have to walk out of this movie, and I need my I want my ticket refunded.
I'm sorry. What was the problem, sir?
Well, this man, he's, you know, he's purportedly an archaeologist, and he gets, I assume he gets crushed by this gigantic ball.
You left right as that was rolling?
Well, there's no way he's going to get away from that. And then what's the rest of the movie? His funeral? I don't understand.
You think that you were seeing a short film? No.
I didn't.
Okay. There's all sorts of possibilities.
Obviously, I didn't think I was seeing a short film. I could see where this was headed, and
literally where the rolling ball was headed.
I thought, yes, thank you. And I thought this was supposed to be a fun adventure movie, and then this man's just going to get crushed by this rolling ball.
Didn't he avoid the spikes that were coming out of the sides?
Yeah, you can avoid spikes. I mean,
oh, you think you could?
Pardon me. I don't mean to interrupt, but
well, you did.
I guess I did mean to interrupt because this is important.
You definitely meant to, and you did.
I'm sorry, but this. Yeah, wait till you hear what I have.
Okay,
to say.
I just want to get the record clear.
I'm in this theater that you got here, right? And I'm watching this little film about a little alien character that comes to visit this boy. Then he's just dead and being picked apart in a crick by raccoons. And I walked right out. What kind of film is this for children?
Oh.
Your one word suggestion from Twitter.
Humans, I usually get suggestions, but why is my Twitter not working?
You're having a real day with the internet.
I know.
Waze let you down?
In. I'm sure I don't have.
Let's get Jack Dorsey on the phone.
Rather than me just.
Do you think you're being shadow banned?
Oh. I don't even know what that means. Tell me.
Shadow banned is a thing that, you know, these like conservative and far right dudes like to, if they're not getting as many likes as they're used to, or their the videos aren't getting as many views, they're like, I'm being shadow banned.
What?
Shadow
banned. I know more people have watched my video than this this view count suggests.
So how can someone, it's like they're being hacked?
They're saying that the powers that be at YouTube or at Twitter or whatever are purposely
not putting them in the algorithm somehow.
Yes, they're not either they are not putting it in the algorithm or they're not reporting the accurate numbers.
That would be way more fucked up.
Yeah.
The algorithms I almost accept for some reason. Why do I accept that? That's not fair either. But just not giving them right numbers seems really fucked
up. It's absurd. It's absurd. It's like, well, not that many people watch this one. that's really what it comes down to.
It can't be.
But could you see A happening, though? If YouTube is getting a little like, we got to – people are coming down on us, so we're going to affect the algorithm to make sure a conservative
– Not at all. Really? Not at all. Really? Because that's their bread and butter. Their bread and butter is outrage.
It's getting all them clicks.
Yes, yes, yes. They want people to be riled up. They want people to be looking at this shit. They don't care. They only care when if people target a specific thing and they say this guy needs to be fired or whatever because look at all this stuff he's done. Then YouTube is like, huh, We know we've reviewed this.
Well, then they'll just take it off.
Yeah.
This episode's going to get shadow banned. It's going to have like 4 downloads.
Oh, that happened like a year ago.
It wasn't one of mine, was it?
Let's cut to the back room of YouTube where they're talking about the algorithm. All right. I don't know. I say we manipulate it today.
Really?
Just a little bit.
We just did it a month ago.
I know, but I'm getting bored.
All right. Well, do you have anybody specific in mind?
Oh, you mean to target with the algorithm?
Yeah.
I suggest Booby Pie.
What is that? Is that Booty Pie?
He's the gamer.
He's a far right gamer.
Yeah.
And he's out there riling up the masses, and we've had a lot of heat come in on our shoulders, and as head of gaming YouTube, I'm really feeling the heat.
Well, he does have these heated gaming moments where he yells slurs.
That's what I tried to say. He yells slurs.
I read between the lines, I think.
He's got one video entitled Yelling Slurs.
That one, that's a dead giveaway.
I agree.
I'd be okay if he would just go S word, and then we'd know it's a slur.
Right.
Right.
Or but he says the full slur word.
S ampersand hashtag exclamation mark T. How about a little shadow ban for me?
Okay. We don't have to cheer about it.
Well, it helps.
It makes me uncomfortable, you guys. I mean, I feel like we first started shadow banning for good purposes, and now we're just doing it just to do it.
Mr. Morals over here, like you don't cash your check and go buy your Bugattis.
So what if my name is Mr. Morals?
Edward We would cut to him with his high school guidance counselor. Okay. It says, you know, you're very good at math, so I could see you getting into banking or something like that. Oh. I know you're pushing your last name is Morals.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get into a job with Morals. I guess that would be, to me, a priest or something.
I mean, I get why you say that, but that feels like limiting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I would only have power over so many people.
Power?
Influence, let's say.
Okay.
You know.
Doesn't sound like a, and also, you have been in trouble several times throughout the school years for cheating, which doesn't seem very moral. So are you moral?
Well, my name is Mr. Morals.
I know, but are you ethical?
Oh, well, I'm not Mr. Ethical. That's true. I would say that I cheated because I'm trying to further, our societal conversation. Do you know what I mean?
I don't, but just the fact that you're trying to justify your behavior makes me confident that maybe one day you could be a Mr. Moral.
Thank you. The First Amendment is very important to me.
And he would. He started to really think about morals and ethics, and he would in the high school parking lot after school, go around and kind of I don't know. I feel like I should break up with her because we're going to different colleges, but we really haven't had a fight, you know? So I don't know if we should or not. But,
excuse me.
I just want to.
Excuse me.
What's up?
Yeah, I couldn't help but.
Can we help you?
Your ethical dilemma.
We're in the middle of a conversation.
You'll be glad that I interrupted you. Here's my card.
John Morals?
Fuck.
No, flip it over.
Oh.
Mr. Morals.
Yeah.
With a Z?
I'm considering that. I don't know if I'm going to stick with that.
Is this your electronica DJ name?
No, it is my mission in life. And I just want to say you should stay with your girlfriend, even though you're going to different schools. You should maintain a committed relationship and let it peter out on its own.
Nah, man. Break up with her. Think of all that freshman twang you're going to get.
Okay, Goofus.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like Goofus and Gallant? And guess who I am?
All right, Mr. Morals, I got one for you.
Sure.
This is a true story. I was walking to school the other day, and I found a box, and it had a big red button in it, right?
Oh, you found my box?
It's your box?
Well, What did you do?
Well, it just said, I can have $1 million as long as I press this button, and somewhere in the world, someone I don't know is going to die.
That's right.
What do I do?
Well, what did you do?
Well, I haven't made
it. Oh, you still have the box?
Yeah, I kept the box. I'm still deciding. It's just lucky you came along.
Well,
I was going to ask that shit of a guidance counselor.
No, that guy?
Oh, no.
Hey, are you going to give him one of your cards or not?
Can you guys share one? Because they do cost money to print.
You use the Curls font?
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Jesus Christ, I don't know if I should.
Morals can be fun, like this box riddle.
Okay.
So how badly do you want $1 million? Badly enough?
Real badly. I mean, for one thing, this is a flashback, so the value of that is a lot more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So do you want to, are you willing to kill a stranger?
But I won't even know who or when or where.
Meanwhile, we cut back to his bedroom where his mom is cleaning up his room and finds this box with the red button and just starts jamming it. What's this? What's this connected to? It's not even making a sound.
Cut halfway across the world. My darling, I want to tell you I finally want to marry.
No!
I just have a cold, but why are you dying?
What the fuck is going on?
So I just went to the principal this morning. For the first time.
Really?
Great. Oh.
Were you summoned?
No, I made the meeting.
I'll bet you did.
How much homework do you think a first grader should have?
Oh, Jesus. God,
none whatsoever, unless it's like, go find a seashell.
Go find a seashell. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're living inland, that's a lot of work.
That is right. Irresponsible.
Maybe some.
What do you mean you told my child to go find a seashell? Where is she?
It's very important. Science is very important.
I live in Missouri, for Christ's sake. Yeah,
no matter where you are, go find a seashell.
Reading? Maybe reading. Homework? Maybe.
Writing your name?
Yeah, paper mache.
She gives a... Okay, so when...
Paper mache?
Color me mine?
We go to a small public school, and so it has two classes per grade. And you don't know who your teacher is until... the first day of school, and you can't request who your teacher is. Mm. You show up, and
I like this.
There's a fucking list, okay? Last year, I'm not going to say real names, but I will say there, Mrs. B was nominated for National Kindergarten Teacher of the Year.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
Mrs. B was.
I'd like to put in a request.
She didn't win. We had the other teacher. Okay, that was last year for us. We had the other teacher. She was she was good. She was very stiff and strict, but she was good. Okay. This year, we show up, and there's one teacher that, like, last year is like, oh, you want Mr. Ba-ba-ba? And everyone's getting there at the list and going, we got Mr. Ba-ba-ba! And everyone's turning around reading the list. And of course, we go up to the list and we get Mrs. Da-da-da. And people are like, oh, you got Mrs. Da-da-da. Oh, she gives out the homework. And that's what she's known for. Everyone that we say it to, oh, she gives out the homework. And we're like, what? What? Huh? I'm not against homework. We had homework in kindergarten, but it lasted 5 minutes.
What was the kindergarten homework?
It's nothing. It's
glue
just,
these two pieces of paper together and bring them back tomorrow.
So you have more time to sleep in class.
We have, from this woman, 45 minutes to an hour worth of homework, where I'm looking at the homework and trying to figure it out, like going, all right, what are we supposed to do? Okay, we do that and that and that. And all the parents are like wanting to cry. They're like all like, what is happening? Second grade doesn't have any homework. Other first grade teacher has no homework. We have 45 to an hour. And it's like, ha ha, she's the homework teacher.
That's absurd.
So I ask her in the first meeting, I'm like, what's your philosophy on the homework?
What's your philosophy?
Well, that's what the teachers are doing, basically. They're telling you their teaching philosophy at the beginning of the year. And hers was, she told us about the core. You guys know what core is? Like, yeah.
I've heard of it. I don't know what
like
it is.
This many. She showed us. It was like a fucking, I was in the movie Brazil. It was like, she showed us like up on a overhead. They have to be reading this many, I forget what it was. I think it was 60 words per minute. And when she said that, I was like, how many words per minute do I read? Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, that's a typing thing.
I know. Yeah, like, exactly. I was like,
it's not a reading thing at all.
I've never heard that before.
Unless you're doing that late night speed reading infomercial.
Oh, yeah.
Just scanning the page. But other than that, why? Yeah.
Read faster.
How do you even measure it?
Well, first in my head, I was like, is that hard? Is she already doing that? How fast do I read? I think as it ends up, she's already reading that fast because they do have a way of doing it.
But, oh boy.
But anyway, she had no reason. And so today I went and talked to the principal.
And
she agreed with me.
Is she going to do
something? No one's ever challenged me on it before.
Well, I don't know how much I should be saying here.
Oh, right.
But she said she'd been having the conversation for like 3 years. But if you like even Google.
3 years!
If you Google this, if you even start. Don't you love it when you start to write a question to Google and it fills it out and you're like, oh, a million people have asked this. I think I got to FIR. Like, how much. I forget how much it was, but it was like, how much is too much homework for a first grader? So it's this whole topic out there of just too much homework in general.
God.
So the rule of thumb that I found was it's 10 times the grade minutes. So 10 times one is 10 minutes.
Oh, that sounds reasonable. Good.
Right.
Although 120 minutes for a senior, man, I'm 1 foot out the door. I'm at the beach. You know, I'm collecting seashells for my own good.
You weren't doing 2 hours of homework in senior year?
No.
No way.
I was doing four periods.
Totally was.
And I was swimming.
Four periods? Like, what kind of. All right. You went to a different kind of high school.
I went honestly, to a public high school. I mean, I guess that's what it's saying. But
I can't remember. I have no concept of time when it comes to homework. Like, I can't remember how much time. I know that I avoided doing it for as much as I possibly could.
Yeah.
I know that I finished a lot of it the morning of or, like, right before the class.
Yeah. But think how many different – you say four periods. I feel like I didn't have that choice, and I had at least – six different subjects to do homework with.
Senior year, I had scheduled – I had independent study. I had – student government, where I just drew posters, theater, English,
theater.
And biology.
Wait, where'd you grow up?
Whittier, about 40 minutes from here.
Okay. I think I have a different school system.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And I had like a collection of hall passes. I fancied
a collection of them? Like, Ferris Bueller.
I know. I think I was aspiring to be Ferris Bueller, and I look back and see how reprehensible that is, you know. Yeah.
I feel like junior year was the homework year.
Junior year is tougher.
You're still, for me anyway, I was trying to get into college.
Yeah, senior year, you're already into
grades,
college.
But senior, I'd already been accepted to school, so.
You can get, you're short time.
That was coasted.
Heading, shifting back to the world, you know?
I was trying to get homework done in math class during class.
Me too. Before, the day before?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, the day of.
I remember doing it day of in the class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when turning it in at the end of class.
Yep.
I also would go to – I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I cheated a fair amount.
Oh,
Mr. Morey.
That is shocking.
Is it?
That, yes.
Really?
I would never imagine that of you.
Because now I never would. Anything and everything. I went so far.
At anything
theater?
And everything?
Theater.
I was big into graphic design.
He had his lines written on his hand.
that too. I printed up
other people's parts.
Crib sheet that looked just like a Scantron. So as soon as the Scantron hit the desk, I just slapped it on there with some tape, and like the teacher couldn't see it, and it was just there. Or I'd carve answers in my pencils and things like that. I took more time to cheat than I did to study.
Carved
it's crazy.
Answers in the pencil.
Yeah, it was just stupid. I once, to get out of a test, once put a fake bleeding scar on my hand and walked into class and went, I have to go to the nurses. It was
they
shameful.
They should not have had a theater department at that school.
No.
Theater. As soon as you said theater department, I was like, oh, you went to a different
school. I'm sorry. Yeah. One half of my face was burned in a hideous accident. I can't take this test. I have to go be a phantom.
Not good enough.
All my teachers were burnouts, though, so they probably knew, yeah. And they just didn't
care. Excuse me, Paul?
Yes.
Okay, it's good to see you again this year, in a way.
Good to see
you.
You too.
Graduated, though.
Yes.
I know you declared at the end of last year you're going to become the phantom of our high school theater.
Yes, I did.
And I thought that was very charming and funny.
Well, thank you. Well,
but funny. You could. A lot of people laughed.
Yeah, but I mean, for me, that was great because I was like, you fools, you'll see.
Okay, well, let's get down out of the rafters first off because I'm feeling a little uncomfortable up here, okay?
Oh, not me. I love it up here.
I see you've made a little home for yourself, haven't you?
A little den, yeah.
A lot of missing things.
Well, they're not missing to me.
Okay, we might want to return some of this to the teacher's lounge.
Why?
Paul, let's come down. You cannot live up here. What do you expect to do? How do you expect, besides stealing from the teacher's lounge, how do you expect to survive?
I don't know if you get the concept of being a phantom.
Please explain it.
Here's how it works, okay? And we're peers now because I've graduated, so I can talk to you this way, and I won't get in trouble. I am a shadowy figure. In
that
the halls
I will
of
give
the,
you.
In the
that
halls
I
of
will
the school,
give you.
People, some people don't think I exist. I'm talked about in hushed tones. Some people are scared of me. Some people think it's just an old wives' tale. And what I do is I make frequent, brief appearances enough to keep the legend going. And part of doing that is I have to take stuff from various rooms in the school.
Okay. Imagine yourself being a parent.
Okay. No good.
That has a child.
Like
in
if
the
I made
school.
A stupid choice in my life, sure.
Let's not go there.
Well, you're fair enough.
I think you're talking about okay. The parents are going to call the police on you. It's just that simple.
No,
you're trespassing,
are they really?
And now you, as you say,
is this a
grown adult.
Is this part of the imagining still, or this is actually happening?
It will happen if you do not leave today.
It hasn't happened yet.
It has not happened yet.
Okay.
We do not need a phantom in our high school theater.
Hey, Mr. Ba-ba-ba. Can you come down? We got to work on our accent.
Yeah, it's me, Christine, and Raul. We're doing the new Oklahoma play.
Yeah.
We're in love, and nothing's going to shake that.
Just one moment. You see, it's the next generation of actors are down there.
Are you doing that gritty Oklahoma?
What do you mean by that?
Where it's like, you know, like... You know, it's like everyone.
Yes, we are.
It's modern times. It's modern times, and you cook chili on stage.
I brought my own cast iron pot.
You have suggested that through the years, and every year I tell you that is dangerous and unnecessary and a fire hazard.
Okay, how am I supposed to eat if you don't cook the chili on stage?
We cut to 2 weeks into rehearsal. When the director is in the bathroom, the phantom has a moment alone with the kids.
I just can't get the spice balance right.
You have to put in more paprika.
Well, I put a ton in already.
I'm just a gal who can't say no. I'm not a slut. That is my choice. It's modern times.
Hey, when Jug gets killed by Curly.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. When Judd gets killed by Curly, I heard we're squibbing him.
Aren't you worried about that voice we just heard? We're the only two people in here.
It's me, guys. I'm just rehearsing my song. I'm not the phantom.
Yeah, that's what I figured,
too. It's a song
too.
From Oklahoma.
Are you worried yourself? But anyway, I do love you, Raul.
I love you, too, Christine.
Christine.
Christine is what I said.
You said Christine. Like the
I'm working
mandolin
on my
player.
Accent. It's hard.
Listen, did you feel a cold wind?
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
Hold me, Raoul. Hold me.
Oh, hey, Paul.
Is this ready?
Hi, Paul. I saw you before you graduated in Noises Off. You were great.
That was so fun.
Thank you. I'm the Phantom now. So
you're doing the Phantom like a community theater?
No. I am the Phantom.
In college?
Yeah, that's great. You went on to keep your dream.
You guys haven't heard about the Phantom of the school?
What?
Are you kidding me?
No.
I'm the Phantom of the school.
What did I tell you? I told you Friday to leave.
Mr. Ba-ba-ba, I just want to eat one bowl of chili. I'm starving.
Here.
You have not become mythologized. That's not going to happen in just 3 weeks.
It's bad chili, though. We can't quite figure out how to make it. It's harder than you think.
There is no bad chili.
Oh, you know what? It seems like there's no meat in here.
There isn't.
Also no beans.
Nope. There's a tomato and spices.
Yeah, that's just a spicy tomato.
It's chili broth. Hey!
Let us hear some questions submitted by our listeners.
I got it myself, but thanks.
We've been shadow banned.
The shadow ban has been lifted.
We've been light.
Let the light shine on it.
This seems directed towards my entire life. When's the last time you didn't correct someone you knew was wrong and why?
Oh my god! I do battle. That seems very pointed.
Yeah. I do battle Mr. Know-It-All all the time. I'm just like, don't say it. I saw a funny Mr. Know-It-All at the farmer's market the other day. I have like multiple stories on this, but there's this guy at the farmer's market that plays guitar, just plays, you know, folk songs, and kids will go up there and play on the cowbell or whatever. And, you know, he plays like a Paul Simon song or whatever. And we were there very early, and at this point, there were no kids there yet. There was just this man probably in his 70s, and he was just front and center giving the guy full attention and commenting on every song, like, oh, yeah, Glenn Frey, he hated that song, actually. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
He knew something about every song the guy sang, and I was actually into it because I was like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, but I was also battling wanting to go, I saw that documentary and also blah, 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 blah. So I wasn't joining in, and this guy was being more of one than me. And then kids are starting to show up. And also my daughter's starting to bang on a cowbell out of rhythm, and that's bugging the guy. I can tell. Like,
the know-it-all guy.
Yeah, the know-it-all guy.
The musician's used to it.
Oh, yeah. That's all he wants. His kid's there playing and, you know, so we tip him. So so anyway, this kid in a Spider-Man shirt, two Spider-Man stories, a shirt comes up and the musician points the shirt and goes, I used to love Spider-Man when I was a kid. I had Spider-Man number 2 or The Amazing Spider-Man number 2. And it meant so much. And you could tell he was about to, and to me, that's number 1, 2, 1 through 10, that's impressive for a comic book that's iconic like that.
And it's been around for decades and decades.
Right. Yeah. And I was almost looking at that guy going, are you even old enough to have that? He's about to launch into a great story of nostalgia, how much Spider-Man means. The know-it-all goes, I have number 1. Oh, God. And I still have it. And I still have it. Like, take all the air out of my Spider-Man number 2 story.
And I still have it.
And then the guy has to say, really? You know, what else are you going to say? Why should I even say my number 2 story?
Yeah.
Yep, I got it for sale. You know, it's at a comic book store, and it's for sale. Yeah, number 1. It's like, oh, so now we're not going to get any story.
Because the extent of his story is just that he has it.
Yeah. But just the fact that there's barely anyone there. One of them had number two. One guy has number one.
But could there ever be less of an alpha move? Like, the way to top someone who is like a man beating a man is, I have this comic book that you don't.
I guess you know, that's what I battle in myself, is knowing not to say, if I have number one, knowing not to go, I have number one. That's
I guess don't ever share anything.
It's a real, but it's a real victory. Because I know exactly what you mean. And for me, it's I remember when I realized, oh, I don't, even though I have a story related to this, I don't have to share it.
Yeah.
I don't have to, like, I can let this person just tell their story. I don't have to, like, prove anything. Right. I don't have to drag myself into this narrative. It's just, like, let this person talk. Sometimes it's out of, I'd rather hear what this person has to say. It's not important what my story is. Sometimes it's like, I don't want to further this conversation.
Have you ever done this where I feel like I have a story that this person telling the story would really like to hear, but my wife has heard the story so many times that I just can't do that to her again, you know?
No, I have no problem with that. Oh, no. Hey, man, that's marriage.
I know,
but you get to hear the same six stories a hundred times. Yeah.
I can't.
My challenge is, can I do it before my wife starts telling the story?
Oh.
Can I get through the story without her, like, wanting to wrap it up?
You got
to
claim jump it.
Because she will often, like, sort of fast forward to the end of the story. I'm like, honey, come on. Let me. there's some peaks and valleys. Let me.
But what about you hear a fact that you know is wrong, but you don't be the asshole to go, actually.
Yeah.
I think you maybe, I like, tell me more. Oh. If I hear a fact that's wrong, I will often be like, oh, elaborate on that. Tell me more about
this thing you don't know.
Because how are you there? Like, if it's that egregious, right. I often want to know how you got there.
That's interesting.
So I will just let people sort of spin out.
Two things that are like
an off fact.
Like a known thing that is like common knowledge, but is actually a myth. Like coffee dehydrates you, or the father of the mother dictates your hair pattern. Like, those things aren't real, but they've become known as these, like, just tenets of
country wisdom. Right.
So when you hear those, is it there is something in me that wants to go, like, actually those aren't true. Like, let's get rid of those. But I just let it go.
Let's do it. Because I actually, the coffee thing, I would have said was true until you just said it.
I actually thought that too.
Because it's all water. So it's not as refreshing as water, but you're still getting hydrated. It doesn't.
Isn't the coffee bean element not doing something chemically?
It is, but you're still, the net gain is still hydration. It's just like a weird misconception of it.
Okay, but let's be, you're a stranger. So, no, if we're going to work out today, just don't drink coffee, because that's going to work. That's going to dehydrate you for sure.
Is that true? I mean, it's mostly water.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. I like the energy that coffee gives me for my workout. And so a lot of people will bring bottles of water in here.
Go fucking kill yourself then.
Hey,
what? Why do you doubt me when I'm trying to help you? That's what bugs me.
Why? I
should have just said, I was battling in my head. I didn't want to be the know-it-all. I'm like, Paul's about to drink coffee and it's going to hurt him laying there in day, but I don't want to come off like the know-it-all.
Can I say something?
But he's a friend of mine, so I don't want him to be hurt later in the day.
I'm hurt right now because you didn't want to come off like the know-it-all, but you said, go kill yourself? Just because I disagree that coffee dehydrates you? Now, let me ask you this, Mr. Know-It-All. Where did you hear that? What's the science behind that?
I have never mocked you. I might have yelled at you. I've never mocked you.
You, okay.
That hurts.
Oh, that scale now you're
things
hurt?
That hurt. I didn't really want you
did
to
Did you
die.
Know you?
I just need to get to these dumbbells. I actually have the first dumbbells ever invented at back of my house, but I come here and use these because I don't want to do anything to those.
I invented them.
Oh.
What?
Did you hear that guy over there?
Oh.
How's that possible?
He said he invented them?
I want to. Yeah. What?
It was an accident.
Excuse me. I just
I would
need to get
in. They're an ancient Greek invention.
Yep, that's me.
Could I get through? I just want to get to my hairpiece. You know, my mother's father. God, that bald fucker. It really screwed me.
Why did you leave it over here?
Oh, that's a weird place to leave it.
I take it off when I work on my dumbbells. You know, I invented the dumbbells.
What?
What? Huh. That guy's an imposter.
Oh.
I didn't mean to break up. It seemed like you guys were real
tense. We're having an argument, and
maybe I don't know what dumbbells are.
Oh, they're these things that you
right. There's no way you fucking invented dumbbells. I'm gonna look it up on my phone.
Yeah, there's no way you invented them. I did.
Wait, no, come over here. No one living invented dumbbells.
Why drag me into this?
Wait, that's the Phantom of the Gym.
And my assistant's here. Josh, look up dumbbells. When invented?
I didn't say I invented them. I just have the first pair.
I invented them.
How old is this so-called first pair? I'd assume they'd be made of stone or something.
They are, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Josh.
The concept of the dumbbell was first introduced nearly 2,000 years ago. The ancient Greeks invented a piece of equipment called the halter, which was a crescent-shaped stone with a handle.
Oh, what did I fucking say? I don't even need Josh.
You believe everything
I said
you read?
Greek and stone.
Mel Brooks
yes,
and
I
Carl
do.
Reiner invented it.
All right.
Why don't you come over here?
Come over here. You're just standing over there.
Let's go to
I
him.
I was working out. Oh. What's the big deal?
You're working out by just standing?
How did you invent
isometric
dumbbells?
Exercises. I was trying to invent something else.
What?
Isn't that always how it happens?
I was trying to invent two balls that are smushed together with a stick coming out of one of the balls, and I got the order wrong.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What was that?
What were you trying to invent? That's
what's
like
the
saying
of
I was
that?
Trying to invent a square smashed into a triangle.
I was just playing around, you know.
No, I don't know.
How
it's
old
called
are you?
Art.
I'm 50.
Oh, but these have been around for 2,000 years.
Sure.
Oh, okay, you.
Yeah, that's what people want you to believe.
Oh, conspiracy.
We do cut back to the...
It's true.
We're in the middle of it right now.
He's not lying.
Indeed we are. Cutting back. And usually cutting back is instantaneous, but we're just like in slow mo through history.
Yeah.
Going back through all the times of dumbbells backwards. And they've become so advanced, so we see the de-evolution. We even see Devo on the way back. All the way to Greece.
Hey, Stavros.
Yes.
I feel so flabby.
I do too. More olives?
Please, Kalamata.
Mm. Are your guys' arms as stringy as mine?
Yes, and I can't
maybe
pick up
more.
All these random sticks and balls.
Let's talk some more about that.
I was going to join into, I did join into the happy birthday out there, but then you guys started harmonizing, and I was like, oh, now I'm fucking up their harmony, and I dropped out.
Oh, I don't think you could.
Those were false harmonies, my friend.
Hey, Brett, I had Brett Google those two facts because I got worried I was doing misinformation. Are they true?
Yeah, you're in the clear.
Oh,
it was
thank
true.
God.
What fact?
About the coffee dehydrating.
And the hair.
Everything.
But I think if you only drank coffee, that would be problematic.
Why?
I once had...
No. Still, as far as hydration goes, it wouldn't.
I was working on something one time, and we had a... this is like information you don't need. We were all... Me and the rest of the cast were all being taken to the airport together. And the guy who was driving us said he never drinks water... He only drinks soda because water is very impure and unhealthy.
What?
Did he look like he only like, drank soda?
Yeah, he sure did.
Did he look like Sterling Hayden from Dr. Strange?
Yeah, kind of, but not doing so good.
Yeah, I've never met the man, but my wife's uncle, no water, never
it's
drinks it.
Crazy. How would you not want to drink water? It's crazy to me.
I had an ex that wouldn't drink water. That's right.
Oh. That's why you guys broke up.
That's right. I'm a water hound.
Why are you always forcing water? I don't want to drink it, Matt, okay?
Come on, man.
I like to drink lots of bread.
This is living.
I mean, I drink bread.
Another glass of bread, madam.
Thank you.
You're bread welcome. Is dehydrating, literally.
By the way, the kitchen says this is the last one.
Thank you very much for doing that. So,
see? Drink this water. You're choking.
It's not choking. I just drink a little more loudly than you do.
It's sponging up the water in your system.
Matt?
What?
Oh, my God. Hi. I don't mean to interrupt. I just saw you from across the restaurant. Hi. I'm Abigail.
Oh, hi. Venice.
Hi. Oh, is this a... Oh,
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm on a date.
Yeah. Again. I'm sorry it didn't work out with us. Well, I'm just going to go back to my seat with my giant glass of water.
Oh, my God. Janice, what was your
weird.
Name?
Weird. She brought her own glass to the restaurant.
What was your name again? Janice?
Venice.
Venice? I don't think this is going to work out. I see Abigail. She's so fucking hydrated.
Ow! Are you kidding me? You asked me on a date?
Well, you're just a parched old desert.
What the hell?
Ow!
I've never heard any... Just because you don't like what I drink?
You're basically a pile of powder.
Just leave the table already.
No, I'm not done.
We cut to her and her roommate after the date.
Can you believe that?
He sounds like a real jerk.
Yes.
And so he got back together with his old girlfriend just because she drank water?
Yes. It was so tacky. She brought like a big gulp, an empty big gulp, and filled it with water in the restaurant. It was so tacky.
Oh. Yep.
Little Caesars. I got 144 garlic knots out here.
Thank you. Hello? Here you
Big
go.
Caesars. I got 1,044 garlic knots out here.
Uh-oh, they arrived at the same time. This is awkward.
Boy, someone must be hungry in there.
Yeah. We're thirsty, thank you.
What?
Oh. We're thirsty. We're parched.
Oh, someone else coming?
You should drink some water.
What? Oh, my God.
What is it with men forcing
This is the
water
thing I hate the most
women.
About men.
We'll just leave these out here.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, you want to go get some water?
Man, nothing I'd love more.
See you at Raging Waters.
We cut to the water tavern where these guys are just down in all sorts of kinds of water. And they're not...
This is Evian.
Another round of waters, guys?
Yeah. Can I get a Pellegrino on the side? Just a shot.
I'd like a Fiji with a Evian Chaser.
Okay. I don't write it down, but I'll remember.
Okay. Thanks.
I'd just like some tap water, but with some green food coloring.
Oh, St. Patty's Day, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's right.
Always St. Patty's Day somewhere.
Top of the morning, too.
Luck of the Irish. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What? I'll have a whiskey and branch water. Hold the whiskey, right, my friend?
Cheers to that. Boy, places like this are closing down.
But how do you make money?
What's that?
How do you make money?
Well, we charge you for the water.
Oh, shit. I didn't bring my wallet.
Oh, yeah. We've been running a tab on you guys.
Okay.
You just thought the water is for free?
Well, it should be. Right?
Generally, like, how do you not make money?
Yeah. Water yeah, no was overhead. Free.
It's a water bar.
Oh.
You got beer in your fridge at home. Doesn't mean the beer at the bar is free.
Well, I got that for free.
What?
Yeah.
Who's your hookup?
The Beer Public Works Program.
Let us hear some questions submitted by our listeners.
Humans, these are some great questions. Have you ever stopped a crime from happening to somebody else?
Jesus.
And made sure they knew. Huh? Oh, I see. Like bragged?
Like told somebody, hey, that guy was trying to
take your purse
or whatever.
That's
nope.
A very specific.
No.
I don't think I have either.
In fact, I've helped crimes be committed.
Yeah. I called a totally erratic driver in once.
Narc.
Wow.
What a narc.
Really? You
yeah.
Narc.
You narc.
You snitch.
Well, he almost hit me on the freeway, so I just followed him and called 911 and... Turn in the license plate number.
What if that was Vin Diesel?
It probably was.
Well, you're not part of his family.
I guess this could be my mope report because it falls into this question a little bit. And so can you guys see this? Or let me get it on the photo before the video. This tree, palm tree that fell across this car.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
And it just like snapped. It just like went...
Is that your daughter?
Yeah, it's my daughter pretending like she pushed it over. So it's on Ventura, and can you tell that it's blocking traffic from this angle? You
can't. I could really tell in the first photo.
But shit. It's blocking traffic, too. And when we came up to it, it had been there a while, and it's in front of this guitar store. And the guy from the store is out on the stoop looking, and people are taking pictures of it. And it's causing traffic. And I asked the guy, I'm like, have you called 311? And what do you think he said?
Don't you mean 911?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
It is what he said.
Yeah.
And I go, no, 311. And he hadn't called 911 either. So I call 311 because people are fucking mopes and they won't fucking do anything. They'll just look at a problem before they fucking take care of it. So anyway, I call 311 and, you know, to get this palm tree out of the street and off this woman's car. And they send someone. So now I'm kind of I say woman. How do I know it's a woman? Well, because she came. Like as I'm still on the phone, she comes. I'm still on the phone with 311, and she goes, and people are taking pictures, and she starts screaming, and there's no one on the there's no one out there at this point except for my daughter and I and her and some other people who are further away. So she's pretty much facing my daughter and I and screaming, "This is my car!" like my daughter had pushed it over. And I almost wanted to say that, but I didn't want to involve my daughter in a prank. But I almost wanted, sorry about that. But
she starts, that's the only thing that held you back?
Oh, yeah.
Not that this woman's car is wrecked.
Oh, yeah, because she was acting like, So she's screaming at everybody like it's everyone else's fault, and then she gets her boyfriend on the phone, and she's narrating the whole thing to her boyfriend. I did get that on video.
Hello, my boyfriend.
So this is her. I guess I didn't get it.
I got the whole thing
in my cam.
Oh well, but anyway, she's screaming, and then as we walk away, and I love my daughter for this. My daughter just goes, she didn't even, and oh, I told them, I go, I called 311 to get the thing off your car, the palm tree off your car, and she didn't even look at me, and she was like screaming, and then like, and half an hour later, my daughter's like, that woman didn't even look at you and thank you for calling 311. And I was like, yeah, oh, that's my nice. Daughter. Yeah. She picked up homework. On that moment.
Yeah, that's right.
I just realized I did have a thing where I was sitting in my living room and I heard all this noise outside. And I run out there and the across the street neighbors have a gardener and his lawnmower is in the back of his truck. And this big silver truck pulls up and two guys with like Old West bandana kerchiefs on their faces get out. Grab the lawnmower, throw it in their truck, and start to drive off. So I run outside, and my goal is not to try to stop them. They're gone, but I want them to see me in their rearview mirror, and I'm going like I'm making the shape of their license plate, pointing at them, and making eyes at myself, going like, "I see your license plate." So we have one of those Nest outdoor cams.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to look at it and I just see myself run out there and point at them like you naughty, naughty burglars from the side.
Did it work?
They had no license plate. Like they'd taken their license plate off.
Wow.
So there was no way to do anything. And then I talked to the gardener and he was as sweet as can be. And he's like, it happens.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, it just happened to him a few times. Yeah.
It does sound like an easy thing to
yeah,
do.
It was really.
Well, you, Mark, you had your catalytic converter stolen.
I did.
How many times?
Oh, just the one time.
Just the one time?
And then I got rid of that car.
Another friend of mine that had, because it was a Prius, right?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Another friend of mine had a Prius. Her catalytic converter was stolen four times.
Oh, my God.
I don't even understand how that can happen. Why is it so valuable versus anything else in the car?
I don't know.
It has
a common link here, clearly.
It has platinum in it.
You, Paul.
Catalytic converter has platinum and other precious metals in it, and it's super easy to do, I guess. when mine got stolen, our neighbor had a newborn, and she was actually awake and heard it. And it happened so fast that she kind of went, what was that? And then it was over. But essentially, they can just jack up one side of the car, and it's two quick cuts with a handsaw, an electric handsaw, and then they just take it, and it's gone.
Another friend of mine.
The platinum in there.
Yeah.
I mean, platinum's pretty valuable. But another friend of mine had a Honda. This particular make of Honda is like the most stolen car in America. He had his car stolen, I think, five times got it back.
Is it that little hatchback guy?
Like the CRX? I don't think it's a CRX. I think it was another kind.
Honda has a legacy of making stealable cars.
Yeah.
Five times.
Got it back five
got
times.
Got it back.
Yeah.
Was it like in decent condition each time or?
Yeah. Like they didn't do any damage to it.
A friend of mine had a CRX and he himself took all the speakers out, the radio, the glove box, anything you could get into in the car. He just stripped it all out and then put signs in the windows that said, nothing to steal in here.
Oh,
and that's
just the car itself.
Just the car.
And we cut to him on a first date. What happened in here? You don't even have a glove compartment.
It just gets me where I need to go, man.
It's so uncomfortable. Why did you do this?
My car kept getting broken into, man. So I figured I'd steal myself away. And, you know what I mean? Steal myself away. I understand the concept.
Left nothing for them to steal because you stole it from yourself?
Yeah, it's all in my house.
But then what's the good of having it?
Well, one day when I sell this thing, I'm just going to put it all back in.
But don't you want the joy of having a seat in the radio while you drive around?
Yeah, the seat is problematic.
Hey, you guys want to buy some water?
Excuse me?
Do you want to buy some water? You're on a date?
I guess we'll have a flask.
Here you go. All right, get back to your scene.
How much did that cost you?
Don't worry about it. The amount of money I'm saving on not having my stuff stolen out of my car, I'm rolling in it.
Okay. I would say right now let's turn on a tune, but what are we going to do?
Just, you got a phone, man?
Yeah, there's some music.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Hey, I recognize you from the farmer's market.
Yeah. I hope you don't mind. I slept back here.
You realize the weight of him being in the car is going to – that's going to cost you more gas money.
It'll all come out in the wash, man. Yeah.
Well,
I'm super late because you know that thing about how your dad's mom, if he has hollow bones, then you will too?
And that's dehydrating. Yeah. I've heard something about that.
Yeah. That's not actually.
But why? What are you going to do here for us?
I'll play some music for you. I'll sing some.
Look, yes.
Oh, the water guy's here.
Yeah.
I'll sing with you.
Oh, great.
We're late. We're going to a wedding. So we're late.
Oh,
you guys want to hear wedding music?
Yeah, I would love to hear some wedding music.
Here comes the bride.
Something, anything else.
We're going to hear this later. Maybe you could do something that'll get us.
All right.
Celebrate good time. Come on.
That's another one we're probably going to hear at the wedding.
At the YMCA.
No?
Let's talk some more about that.
At my wedding reception, as Brett knows, I banned certain songs.
Oh, me too.
Absolutely, me too.
Yeah.
I said, no chicken dance.
Yep.
Chicken dance. Oh, this is a thing. This has come up a lot for some reason lately in my life. Did anyone here grow up with wedding bands when it was time for the cutting of the cake? The wedding band would do to the tune of The Farmer in the Dell. The bride cuts the cake. The bride cuts the cake.
They would sing it.
Then the groom cuts the cake.
Did you go to weddings on Southwest Airlines?
I think this was an East Coast thing.
Wow.
And it was at so many weddings I went to.
Really?
Yeah. When I was a kid, yeah.
I'd love to see the weddings as it makes its way across the country and then somewhere past the Mississippi.
We are like, not doing that.
The trend of the wedding band singing.
Let's cut to that moment where the wedding band at the Southern wedding is starting that up.
Well, we are gathered here today to cut this cake.
Hey, honestly, Reverend, we can take it from here. We don't need you to like do a ceremony.
Certain.
We're perfectly sure. Yes,
you did a lovely job with this.
You really did.
I just thought maybe we could double it up.
No, you did a blessing over the meal. Your job is absolutely done.
Well, I am the DJ as well, so
well, not officially, and he says maybe he should get his turn back.
Some serious food poisoning.
Is that what happened?
He drank some hemlock.
That doesn't sound like food poisoning. It sounds like poisoning.
Oh, poisoning. Apples and oranges.
And only hemlock only grows in graveyards of churches, as far as I know.
That's exactly right. Well, I'll let you do it then.
Thank you for letting us do it.
Here's your knife.
All right.
Okay, it's so a little bloody. Nervous.
I am too. I wish there was like some music.
Can
or
the band play something?
Sure. I'll
tell the DJ to take a break.
Well, I'm also the lead singer.
Could you do something along the lines of like just kind of narrating what we're doing?
Got it.
So, because we feel just on display
here's
here.
Something they've been doing up in Connecticut.
What did he say? Connecticut?
Connecticut?
I don't know. I like that. And what were you telling him to do?
Just like musically narrate what we're doing. Narrative. It would make me feel less on display.
It off you.
Okay.
Thank you, Reverend.
It sounded vague to me. Maybe like a parody song that summed up the moment.
Yoda.
Okay. No. He said Yoda, like Weird Al Yankovic's Yoda.
Oh, no! Our moment.
Our moment. This moment that's happening right now.
I got something. I'll take it off you, the bride.
Okay.
All right, okay, so let's both hold it.
Hold the knife. Yeah, here we go.
I'm so nervous.
The bride cuts the cake.
What?
The bride cuts the cake. Hi-ho, they're married, yo. The bride cuts the cake.
Okay, hold on a second. Hey,
Reverend. Hey,
Reverend.
A beef.
Reverend, shut up, shut up.
The groom shuts me up.
Hey, shut up, shut up. What are you doing?
I'm doing what you told me to.
I mean, technically you are, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I don't like it.
This is the – have you seen
it
all the –
It was your idea.
It was my idea. Well, and you added on to it.
I thought it'd be something more contemporary.
The Kennedys are doing this in Hyannisport.
Can you do like a more modern song? I mean, that's a nursery rhyme.
Oh, sure.
Oh, good. Okay. Great. Okay. If it's more modern, I'm right, into
so
it.
So let's take the knife.
Should
and we
give him parameters like years?
Ooh.
Because his modern to our modern.
That's true. He is older than us. Let's
go ahead. It'll be fun.
Let's see where he goes. Okay. Yeah.
And he is saying the bride. You're really gripping my hand hard.
I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
Ouch.
This whole thing is freaking me out.
I start to cut into the cake again.
Right. Cut the cake on me. Come on, cut that cake.
It's not this millennium.
It's
even.
Surprising.
I'm
for
room
sure.
temperature, sticky, sweet.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. Reverend, I don't know if that's really appropriate either.
Okay, well, I've got a bunch more.
Do you know Bright Eyes?
The band?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, great.
All right. That sounds great.
Okay, ready?
Here we go. All right.
Cut the cake, bride.
I knew this was going to happen.
No.
Crap on YouTube.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Cut the cake.
She actually gets bright eyes in that video, doesn't she?
No, it's other people. I don't think she gets the bright eyes. I think there are children with glowing eyes in that video.
Oh, that's right. We've watched that creepy video before.
They don't make them like that anymore. Do they still do videos?
Yeah.
I haven't watched a video in a million years.
Well, they just had the Video Music Awards, so they have to do videos.
You know what, Mark? That's a good point.
I think Taylor Swift won Video of the Year.
Did you ever watch that St. Linux one? Didn't I recommend a St. Linux video to you?
I never watched the video. I did buy his albums.
Okay. I'm telling you, folks, St. Linux makes these videos that... What are we showing here?
I'm just bringing up YouTube.
Oh, you're getting ready.
I can sense a video showing.
Really?
Oh, I don't have one. Josh, you have one? Let's start with video. Yeah,
we have a few.
All right, let's do it.
Michigan man hosts party of the century. This is filed under ridiculous news.
Wait a minute. I feel like I've seen this before.
Okay, there's that.
That's not that man. Kid who...
Oh, no.
Man makes woman pick up her dog shit? Wait, what is she a dog?
And what is that a picture of?
I don't know.
Is it like it's a little creepy duck toy?
All right, let's watch this. Let's watch I almost feel like I've seen this one too.
I'm glad we turned down the party of the century for pick up dog shit with bare hands.
I actually did that yesterday.
Oh. You'll raw dog a dog turd?
Yeah.
I've done it. I've accidentally done it.
Never done it. I have thrown the party of a century, though.
It is. All right, I'll be right back, babe.
All right, I'll be right back.
Be right back, babe.
Babe. This seems already fake.
Yeah, it does seem fake.
Yeah.
Say babe.
How you doing? Yeah. Hey. Hey, listen.
Hey, listen, babe.
You were here last week, and you let your dog shit on my pavement, the same you just did. You need to pick that up.
Hold on. It's a chihuahua.
Okay, I don't care if it's a chihuahua or a fucking Great Dane. When I step in it, all right, I got kids in there. When I bring it and step in it and bring it in my house, the kids are rolling around.
Is this in Philly?
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay,
so you need to pick it
up. Upper right.
I don't think so. I'm not picking it up.
Listen, you're going to pick it up or I'm going to knock your junkie boyfriend the fuck out.
Whoa. God damn.
I think this is fake. I do too.
Really?
He told you to pick it up.
Pick the fuck up.
Oh, my God. This
is fake. I'll call you back. This is crazy.
No, pick it the fuck up. Pick it the fuck up.
Those are baby roots. Okay. Those are snack-sized baby roots.
Christmas was over 4 months ago.
Yeah, it ain't over. Fuck out of here.
Fake.
Yeah. What?
Fake.
Yeah.
Fake.
Fake.
Fake. What did Christmas have to do with it?
Maybe the Christmas decorations were still up or something.
I'm going to knock your junkie boyfriend out. That's
hilarious. That guy's all right, well,
I love that the junkie boyfriend's nice enough to go for a dog walk. Yeah. Seems like you just hang out at the house.
Yeah. He also sides with the person.
He does very quickly.
You should pick it up.
I may have a problem, but I'm not stupid. I'm not rude.
Fuck, man. That was so fake. Why people got to be that way?
Washington Free Beacon. All right. Oh, this is the party of the century.
All right. Let's show it to you.
A reputable source, the Washington Free Beacon.
Macosta County.
I'm glad they went.
Oh, we've already seen
laying out my yard dead this morning.
Yeah, we've seen this
one. We've seen this. Right, fake.
Everything's fake.
We should shadow ban that shit.
This is the last attempt. Cotton phobia.
This is the last.
Yeah. Let's see something real.
It's Haley Joel Osment.
Has two phobias. Two.
Oh, no.
One of them we've seen here once before. She's afraid of cotton.
It's actually common, right? Is it? The texture?
She's also afraid of plastic foam. You know those little things you get in
the
boxes?
Why are you yelling at her?
Yeah.
Why is she the already crying? The peanut foam.
Because they're showing photos of her phobia.
Oh, my God. You know, they're torturing her.
We all they use are. Cotton every day. How can you live without using cotton?
Jesus.
Did something happen with the cotton?
I don't know how it started. It's been
did
like this.
Did you kind of get stuck in your ear or something when you were cleaning out your ear? Nothing.
It's been when like
did
this
he turn into a root?
Yeah.
He's
all
so
all she
aggressive.
Wants to do is live like a normal person. Watch.
Cotton absolutely makes
me oh, no!
The lighting.
Terrified. Yeah. Sure, yeah. The way it feels and what happens when I think about
it. I hate it when you pull it out of the pillbox.
Like I'm having a panic attack.
Yeah, I hate that too.
I also cannot.
You can never get it all out.
Feels weird on my fingers.
It does feel weird, yeah.
This lady's onto something.
Also, the sensation of it like making its way out of the bottle is like unsettling.
Never occurred to me.
Get your hand out of there, lady.
I feel like it's closing in on me.
Oh my God.
I get made fun of for it. It makes the pain so much worse.
She's wearing jeans.
Right.
and caterpillars.
You con fake.
And caterpillars. But it's more real to me than anything else. It's enough to ruin your life.
Have you ever used a Q-tip?
It's been forever since I have. I can't do
my
it.
My ears are.
What'd you say?
Was the last time I said
I have to deal with my own.
I have to use J-tips instead.
Oh yeah. And pull out the cotton from a. All right, I've seen enough. It's giving me nightmares.
It's giving me nightmares. Her phobia is giving me nightmares.
We have a man here who's afraid of watching caterpillar and cotton phobia videos.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I can't watch this type of television.
Watch the videos.
When's the last time you've watched a YouTube video about caterpillars and cotton?
It's not that. It's these type of people. It's not the... Don't misconstrue my hatred of the video.
I mean,
it's
what
not caterpillars and
at...
cotton. That's her thing.
Let me pose a scenario. You're at a fun millennial party of the century, all and right. someone throws one of these videos on. What do you do?
If I'd seen it before, I'd say, hey, I've seen this before. And I'd walk out of the room, maybe.
Fake. You're fake.
How am I fake?
You're fake.
I'm not
We've
fake.
Got a man here that thinks every guy who doesn't like a phobia video is fake.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It
no.
is fake. He's not actually afraid of being afraid of the videos of people being afraid.
What do you do when you see a real one?
You never know, and that's the problem.
Let's talk some more about that.
That's all I want to do is Men in Black someone.
That's all I want to do.
That's all I want to do.
Why?
Just anyone?
I would sooner want to have certain memories of mine erased than want to erase other people's memories.
That's not what I meant.
You've done some dark things.
Oh, no. What I meant, I like that moment in movies where the person walks back to the place they've known for so long and it's totally empty. I think that's that would be funny to do to someone.
Just their house, all their shit's gone.
Yeah.
Like
a
Spanish prisoner or something where they go back like,
yeah, that was
yeah.
A
the
good
guy's
one.
Office was here.
Oh, right.
And it's just
right. Yeah, and you go, yeah. And there's some guy cleaning up. That's like, no, this has been empty for a month.
They do that in Moonraker too.
I fucking love.
Do they
that.
Really? The James
yeah,
Bond
there's
movie.
There's a whole lab, and then he goes in, and it's just like a Louis the 15th palace room.
So, yeah. Yeah. Any chance what he was in the wrong building?
Yeah. No. What would be the opposite of a laboratory?
We cut to a guy returning to his barber shop after his lunch break, and he opens the door, and it's not that at all anymore.
What the? This is...
Hello!
Yeah, did I come in the wrong door?
What address are you looking for?
1212.
Yep.
Oakville Street Lane.
You got it.
But this was... I'm sorry. There must be some mistake. I'm looking for my barber shop.
I don't know about a barber shop. I make miniature pizzas. They're so small you can just put them in your mouth and they go away.
Did the barber shop go out of business?
Huh?
Within a day, and then you set up shop in here?
Nope.
But I've been going to this barber shop for 10 years.
What's the name of the barber shop?
We're gonna cut your hair.
This is 1212 Oakville, and you're at Miniature Pizza Man's.
Excuse me, I'm looking for the Kinko's.
Around the corner.
Thanks, bye.
Well, I mean, how long have you been here?
I can cut your hair.
I don't want you to come. Well,
why not?
First of all, how long have you been in this location?
100 years.
What? 100 years?
Yep.
You personally?
Yes.
How old are you?
I am 102.
So when you were 2 years old, you started this miniature pizza restaurant.
They were so big when I was small. Super Ego, will you guys explain it? You have your newest season coming out on Stitcher Premium. Is it an exclusive deal?
No, the late season 5 is coming out free for everyone to take down.
On the planet.
Everyone in the world.
On
don't
October
take it
9th.
Leave it up so that
Did
you can
mean
listen
download?
To it.
Yeah, download. Well, you can upload an episode down. If you want. And then season six will be coming out early next year. So it's a good time to get Stitcher Premium. But season five comes out free. And we've been recording season six lately. And it's been some of the more fun we've had.
Lately, we've been recording season six.
Yeah.
And we've been having a blast.
Yeah. A lot of new stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And some old favorites as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what is the date? When does it come out?
October 9th.
October 9th. It's so close, you guys. It's so close. So close.
Let me double check that. That could be like a coffee dehydrates you thing.
Give that a DC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're excited. We have more stuff coming. So free to you the last season, and then season six coming next year.
That sounds great, guys. I know there's many.
Bubba! Oh my God! Mr. Bubba!
Mr. Bubba!
Great
love
teacher.
That character.
Da-da-da. Everyone loves me.
So much homework!
I give all the homework.
I did so much homework in. Man, I did so much homework.
God, I didn't know.
2 hours would have been light.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the year that I did the most homework.
I didn't know.
Would it be high school?
I'm also trying
all
to think.
AP, didn't you guys take AP classes?
Oh, that's why I didn't. For? My dad squarely put me in college prep. He says, you're not bonehead, but you're not honors. Just know your place. Wow. Yeah, I know.
Humans. Improv for Humans is going to be at the Chicago Pod. Is it called the Pod Fest? October 18th. I will be at the Chicago Pod Fest with Improv for Humans, the Friday. So get those tickets now. I believe they are available today.
Don't be fools.
Yeah. And if you're really feeling wily, why not pre-order Matt Besser's Pot Humor? My stand-up special. It's coming out October 29th, but you got to pre-order it now.
You gotta feel wily.
Yeah, it's back to that algorithm. It helps the algorithm. That's right. Somehow.
We gotta help the algorithm, guys.
Let's help it.
It needs us.
Be a good human and pre-order Matt Besser's stand-up special, Pot Humor. Go to mattbesser.com to pre-order now. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Follow Matt Besser on Twitter to submit your suggestions. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans. Hey!